We're back. This is Who's Talking, and I hope you enjoyed the Led Zeppelin lean-in. All right. Chris Sill is going to tackle the Olympic Sports Report, which is presented by the Foss Home Team.
All right. Thank you, Frank. In track and field, Philip Mihaljevic.
Good try.
Philip Mihaljevic was named the Southeast Region Field Athlete of the Year. Martin Marique was named the Southeast Region Assistant Coach of the Year. And the Virginia women set a 4x100-meter school record. In men's golf, they finished 18th of the NCAA championships. In men's lacrosse, they had four players receive All-America honors. In field hockey, seven Cavaliers were selected for the USA Field Hockey Young Women's National Championships. In women's lacrosse, they had four women earn All-America honors. In rowing, UVA Varsity 4 won the national title, and this was our ninth overall national title in rowing. Women's tennis, Danielle Collins made it to the quarterfinals in the NCAA Singles Championships. And in baseball, as we had talked about before, Derek Fisher, high A debut, hit three home runs, two of them grand slams, and had 12 RBIs in total. And then Frank handed me over a list of UVA's football commitments so far, but I can't read them. So I'm going to hand them back to the man.
All right, I'm going to try to knock them off. Wide receiver, Joseph Reed. Athlete, Aiden Howard. Offensive lineman, Ben Knutson. Linebacker, Landon Word, and that's Barry Word's son. Wide receiver, Cole Blackman. Quarterback, Sonny Abramson. Athlete, Nick Grant. Tight end, Andrew Traynor. Running back, Trey Harbison. And wide receiver, Nehru Nshaka.
I just want to let you know that when I was recruited, that's what I was called, athlete. You know, they didn't say position or anything.
They said, we're not sure what this guy from Pennsylvania is going to do for us. But he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, jump shooter back in the day. But at any rate, well, you know, it's been a fun season six, another terrific year for Virginia at the VAF event here in Richmond a couple of weeks ago. What, seven ACC titles and two national championships?
And still climbing.
Thus far.
Yeah, still possible that the Wahoo baseball team can shock the world. Got to tip your hat to the entire athletic program. Obviously, we all know that there's an 800-pound gorilla sitting in the corner, and that's football. I'm convinced one way or another this year we're going to find out where the football program is going to go. I think for everyone's sake, we hope that Mike London can prevail because we think that Mike is doing a great job in so many areas. Unfortunately, four or five wins is not going to get it done, and it's a brutal schedule.
Well, I think you've mentioned got to figure out a way to win at least two games out of those first four, ideally three, but at least two to give yourself a chance.
Let's look at them. Virginia travels at Saturday, September 5th to UCLA out there in L.A. That's a 3:30 kickoff. That's a tough game. Now, a positive there is their quarterback, Huntley, went into the pros and went into the draft, and so they're starting a rookie in that game. That could help. All right. Notre Dame comes to Charlottesville on September 12th. That's also a 3:30 kickoff. And let me tell you, they're loaded, and they've got a coach that's on the hot seat. And Virginia better expect Notre Dame to come out breathing fire, and they better be ready to play. The third game of the season, the William Mary Tribe comes to Charlottesville. Again, a 3:30 kickoff.
And that's usually not a gimme putt.
That's not a gimme putt. Jimmy Laycock has got sneaky players. They run a sophisticated offense, dangerous. The fourth game is a night game at home, 8 p.m. on a Friday night, of all things. I thought Friday nights were for high school football. Anyway, Boise State, dangerous team. They have a new coach. He's been there a year or so, and somehow he managed to put 9 or 10 wins together last year. So, obviously, they are still pretty darn good.
Well, Virginia clearly has one of the most difficult non-conference schedules in the Atlantic Coast Conference, if not the country, for that sake. So a very challenging schedule. We thank our listeners, we thank our sponsors, and we sure look forward to having you back for Season 7 on August 31st.
Stay with us. Who's Talking? We've had a lot of fun, and we will see you this coming August. Have a great summer. Don't get too sunburnt. And
best wishes, and go baseball Hoos.
Go Wahoo baseball team. Dominate in Omaha.